Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
1227 Domino Cellini, Fairway Social in Alpharetta is where we are. Appreciate you taking the time to listen. You can listen all the time. You've got the Fan app driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. Also at 680thefan.com. You can also hear Braves baseball there. The Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed at Chris Domino, at Cellini. Now, Kelly Krull is here. What is your Twitter handle, Kelly?
At Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y,
yeah.
Underscore Krull.
Very complicated. Very complicated.
Is it now that first and last name?
Yeah,
with the
that underscore is what, that's my curveball right there. At Sean Nerney, at DT680, that's our producer. It's our Twitter question of the morning, a popular movie that you've never seen, because somebody did ask the general, Chuck Yeager, how many times he's watched the movie Top Gun.
Stupid question.
And his response was a question in and of itself. Why would I watch Top Gun?
Perfect answer. Dumb question, perfect answer.
Yeah.
Have you guys answered this yet?
I haven't seen any of the, like, the Harry Potter movies. Wouldn't it be strange if, like, without my son, I went and saw the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, but you can watch them at home.
I might as well. I understand that. But if I go to the theater, I might as well just dress like Harry Potter.
Sure. Oh, I would show up.
Just make it even more creepy.
Uh-huh.
I am a blood prince. No, you're a creep is what you are.
I can give you another couple of characters. You can be Dumbledore, Snape.
It's true.
I can give you a few. I've not seen Star Wars. It was pointed out to me last week. The shock and awe was when it came out. It kind of was my wheelhouse age. 13 years old, like I'm supposed to, but I had no interest, and I've still got no interest.
I'm with you.
I watched Solo, which is kind of a Star Wars movie.
Which is weird that you watched that.
Yeah.
But you haven't watched Star Wars or any of the Star Wars.
Yeah, no. I mean, I haven't. So I'm my answer is Star Wars.
That would be my answer as well.
You haven't watched any of them?
No.
I think there's 9 of them. Maybe 10 when you consider some of the offshoots, whatever the hell they call them.
And I've had some friends who are, like, really into it that say I'm completely, right, missing out on all these different things. And I saw whatever one happened to be on, right? I'm like, all right, we'll watch this one or whatever. No. You've got to start with the very beginning and do it. And
yeah, but it's not the very beginning.
It's way too much work.
I think the second three.
Yeah, there's a rule book.
I mean.
when did they go back in time? Like, they made movies later. I don't know if it was the second three or the third three where they go, no. Yeah, now we're going to set up what it is you haven't seen. I was like, perfect, because I haven't seen any of it. I don't know what you people are talking about. Now, are you into gangster movies?
Depends.
Have you seen Godfather?
Yes, but a long time ago with my dad, like the original or something, right? Yes.
Yeah, they haven't remade that one, although they're probably thinking about it because they think about everything. Casino?
Like, no.
Have you seen Casino? You haven't seen Casino?
Mm-hmm. Goodfellas?
Okay.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, I can understand that, though. I mean,
I can't. I'm just going to tell you I can't. I don't understand.
You're judging Kelly.
I don't understand that.
I'm not a huge movie person.
Uh-huh.
I'm dedicating 90 minutes of my life to something.
There's no more 90-minute movies, by the way. You just show that you don't go to movies. There's no such thing as a 90-minute movie. No. There's literally no such thing as a 90-minute movie.
Everyone right here is laughing at me. What's the normal movie?
Ask him.
Time?
He goes to more movies than I do.
The
Batman. I took my son to see the Batman. That was like 7 hours long.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one just kept going and going.
Do you remember the last movie? Is that the last one you went to? I can't tell you the last one I went to in the theater.
I think the Batman was the last one. Yeah.
So you've never been on the road and just said, you know what, late game tonight, I'll go to a matinee.
Nope.
Wow. Okay. If you're not into movies, because that would be one of the ways to kill time.
That's nowadays in the room they have all those options. You know, for the movies and the room and the apps.
Have you done that?
No, I'm a getter outer when I'm in cities. I like to get out and see the cities, and I don't want to go sit in a movie theater.
Okay.
Really, I don't know.
Kelly Krull is here with us from Bally Sports Southeast. You're moving around last night after the game as William Contreras. Got the Gatorade shower. You avoided that, huh?
I did. I was telling you guys. I was giving myself a pat on the back. Like, you got to be ready for those. And even when you know they're coming, to move out of the way quickly.
But you can't move too soon.
You can't move too soon. You don't want to give it away.
Exactly.
You don't want to give it away to the player, which I think William was so in that moment that it wouldn't have mattered what I would have done. He just was on cloud nine, as he should have been. But I just to go back to that, yes, I got out of the way and in heels. I just want to throw that out there. Quick moves, quick feet. But William, for him to come through in that moment and then to find out that that was the first major league game that his parents were able to be at, it was very, very special. And just big for that team last night because – I won't lie, when Bryce Harper went in deep, I kind of just took a look into that dugout and the mood,
and
the
I will tell you, in years past, though, in years past, because they haven't done it this year, in years past it wouldn't have looked as crushing because this team had a little bit of that stuff going on. We had said it last week and said it again on Monday. What's the big moment for this team this year? Now, this could be it, but that means you're going 8-2 in your next 10. If you lose tonight... I don't believe in momentum, by the way. I don't believe it carries over. You know, the starting pitcher thing, I've heard all of that stuff before. But unless this is the moment that we all collectively, including Braves fans, look back and go, hey, that game against Philadelphia, that was the night it started. We actually played better baseball than we played all year since then. You have that opportunity. It starts tonight.
Charlie Morton on the mound tonight. Ranger Suarez going to pitch for the Phillies, but you have to build on this now. What was it like after the game the other night? First of all, what's it like working a game when it's 6-0 in the third inning? And you know there's probably, barring anything completely unforeseen, not going to be a miracle finish to this one.
It's a challenge because at that point, I think especially from a broadcast standpoint, you're trying to basically tell some stories, come up with some creative ways to talk about things guys are working on. Or like, I give props to Jeff Rancourt, who is constantly trying to turn things around as far as like, hey, this didn't look good. Defensively, this is not good. I mean, I thought he was very honest about Adam Duvall in center field. And then we saw that basically the Phillies do it again last night. I don't know what's going on with guys in center field right now. But, that worked in the Braves' favor last night. But it's a challenge when they're down that much. You're just trying to, I think for me, watching the bullpen do what they were able to do to keep some certain guys in the mix for now the next couple days was huge when you think about 17 in a row. You got to find innings for guys right now to get through this. And so that's kind of what I'm watching in those moments. But I thought last night, like you said, could be one of those games. Yeah. Another great outing from Max Fried.
You don't want to dig too deep, though, because there are a lot of things. Thank goodness the headline was, well, here, Joe Girardi. I don't know if you heard this postgame because you were working. Sean, get Joe Girardi ready because he was the guy sitting in his office that had to answer questions. And he was obviously disappointed with how this game turned out. But if Max Fried doesn't get the out after Snit turns around and keeps him in, if Ronald Acuna is standing on first base when that stupidity in the outfield happened instead of standing on second, there were things in that Darno with the pass balls. What the hell is going on here? Another one that bounces, goes off his chest. There were so many things that this could have been a really, really bad night. Those really bad things happened, but you didn't pay the ultimate price. Joe Girardi had to pay the ultimate price.
It's really frustrating because, you look at how Gibby had to battle through his five innings. He threw 105 pitches in five innings. He was about 50 after two, and he just kept grinding it out. And, we had a chance, and we weren't able to close the deal.
He kept a guy in a safe situation who's never been in that situation. He gave him a second inning as well. He has to answer to that. Brian Snicker would have had to answer, Fried gives up double. What the hell were you doing? It was 98 pitches. Why wasn't he done? So it could have gone.
That was a really big moment for Max Fried last night because of the numbers Real Muto had on him. I think that was, not only I want this, but I really want this. And I think for him personally.
Did you see the fist pump?
Yes. That's a lot of emotion, right, from Max Fried.
Yeah. Sure is.
I liked seeing that, certainly. I thought Dansby Swanson leading things off with that double was absolutely, that is the only reason that turned around last night. Because, like I said, the energy following that Harper, who, mind you, also has really good numbers against Kenley Jansen. I went back and looked at that. So that's not been a good matchup for Kenley.
5-11, maybe it is
something
now.
Something like that. I mean, that's not too bad, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the best closers in the game right now.
Kelly, it's kind of Domino's fault. Kelly Kroll is here, by the way.
You spoke that into existence? You
know, he said three home runs in this series Bryce Harper is going to hit.
That's one.
We got two more coming.
You want the good news or the bad news?
I always like the good news.
Okay. If he hits the two home runs in the next 2 days, you can still win, as evidenced by last night. What's the bad news? He's going to hit two more home runs before he gets out of town.
Fair enough. Well, I will say tonight, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I didn't, certainly until I sat down with him yesterday. I don't even think he knew it, but tonight's Charlie Morton's 300th start of his career. And in talking to him, he actually reminisced about the very beginning of his career right here in Atlanta. first or so outing he might have had bumping into Smoltz afterwards, and I guess in the hallway or something, he kind of looked at him and said, what do you think? You got 200 some more of these in you? And at the time, Charlie's thinking, I don't know if I got one more of these in me. Because as we all know, the beginning of his career here wasn't, it didn't, this career that we've now seen him had wasn't exactly what we were expecting, I don't think. And so neither was it for him. But so he did in that moment yesterday, kind of, I could see the wheels turning. He was kind of processing how, man, 14 years. And
well, he's a thinker.
And I'm making my 300
start. And I mean that as a compliment. He's a thinker. He is not, you know, you have to ask him because he's not going to walk up to you because you got a camera in your hand.
It's true.
But if you ask him, there's going to be a thoughtfulness in his answers.
Very much so. Very insightful.
Kelly Kroll is here with us. We'll have some more info on two key pitchers that could mean a nightmare for the Braves somewhere down the line. That's coming your way in about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so from now. In the meantime, let's talk some business.
It's time for the Business of Sports Minute. Brought to you by Southern Company, building the future of energy.
A man that I know and love, Dr. Donovan Christie, medical director from QC Kinetics. I'm doing some work with them right now, is here for the Business of Sports. Doc, thanks for coming on. And for those that are unawares, we've been telling people for a long time about QC Kinetics and what they can do for you. Give them the thumbnail sketch from an educated point of view, not just some moron like me talking.
Thanks for inviting me, Nick. Well, the QC Kinetic, we have a non-surgical joint regeneration program that we use the body's own healing elements to heal a joint. Any joint in the body that's been had degenerative conditions from trauma or just from aging. So, yeah, that's what we do, and we do a really good job at it.
So, in other words, you come in, you get the treatment, and then you're really not on the shelf for the rest of the day. I mean, we talk about downtime, big picture, but even that day, I found three treatments in on my left shoulder. You're back out moving around pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the benefits of having non-surgical regeneration. We use platelets. We use plasma. We use a protein in the blood called alpha-2 macroglobulin. And stem cells. There's a series of injections, and we basically heal the joint. Many athletes or people who've had trauma to the shoulder, to the knee, to the hips, whatever, we go through that protocol with them, and we're getting about a 90% success rate now in terms of healing the joint with no downtime.
And again, that's the key. Nobody has time to be on the sidelines. Dr. Donovan Christie, medical director from QC Kinetics, with us. And you can check them out at qckinetics.com/Atlanta or call for a free in-office consultation, 770-285-8026. And it's customized. It's not just a standard treatment for everybody. It depends what you're dealing with, and that could play into how long the treatment's going to last, correct?
Absolutely. So, depending on your age, depending on what joint it is, it's customized. We have several protocols that we use based on the condition. And as I said in the previously, you know, we've been real successful at preventing people from undergoing anesthesia and having surgery. So if you want to give this opportunity a chance, I think that most people would prefer to have this non-surgical approach, because of the success rate and the fact that there's no side effects, there's no downtime. It's really just an upside.
Well, Doc, we'll see you in a couple of weeks for treatment number 4, 770-285-8026. Dr. Donovan Christie, always a pleasure, medical director from QC Kinetics.
All right, Nick, you take care, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You got it.
That was this week's Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities they serve.
You understand, Domino, I'm a new man. Thanks to QC Kinetics.
It sounds like you guys have a nice relationship blossoming.
You exude new man all over.
I have a glow about
you
me.
You do.
Well, you know what
thanks
I said?
Thanks to QC Kinetics.
He needs a treatment where they actually inject something in, but is there a treatment where they can actually pull a few things out? Just a few.
What are we going for here?
The list is smaller than it used. Oh, paranoia.
No.
Get a little paranoia out.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Yeah. If they could just if there's a treatment that could just
That'd be great for everybody. Just whatever it is.
Whatever right? you need.
Yeah.
Here's what we got. We got a treatment. We're gonna take a little of that out of you.
Yeah,
I need a treatment. Yeah. I need a treatment to stay off social media.
Yeah.
I need that treatment.
You know, I need the treatment where some of my insecurities might actually just get pulled out right at my knee.
Take us through a night for you. So obviously there's a production meeting prior to the game, so you know what you're going to be doing throughout the game because they get you running all over the place.
A little bit. Yeah, we'll talk usually during the day. I'll touch base with a couple producers. We obviously have the pre- and post-game shows. That's one producer. We got the game producer. And we'll touch base right before I basically go into the clubhouse. And at that point, I've got three or four or five different things. Guys, I'm trying to touch base with, figure out, like, for instance, a good example yesterday, Jeff Rancourt caught up with Matt Olson and wanted to expand on the things he was working on. I saw him out doing early BP. We were right away, we started thinking about how can we, okay, let's get video of him right here, early BP. Frenchie has his conversation. I'm going to follow up on something else that then helps us in-game basically bring it back from commercial. I lay it out. Jeff takes it over. And then there's a really good organization.
Oh, and then you get the win and the home run.
Yes, and then the home run. It could not have worked out better. The
it's
timing of it was perfect.
The package takes on a whole other feel.
It really
when
does.
Something like that
and
happens.
His first at bat, he goes down looking. You're going, oh God. No.
Then wasted my time today. I've wasted all this time.
The joke, like, after that happens, we'll get on the mic and be like, he totally understood the assignment.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's funny. So, I don't know, Sean, I'm going to put Sean Nerney on the spot. I apologize. Do you have any Nick Cellini and Alex Mack for a second? I'm going to ask Kelly a question, but I want there to be a little bit of... All right, if you can get it ready,
just
let me know down
below. Our show of honesty, Hoyt has taken over my computer, so give me a second, and I'll hop back on
there. Here we go.
There's a lot of moving parts back there. When you're on the road, sometimes these things happen. Folks, it's live
radio. Chris.
All right, Alex Mack and Nick Cellini. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'll let you hear this coming up in a second.
Okay.
Have you had a situation? How many years have you been doing this microphone in your hand and you put it under somebody's nose because then it's called a conversation? Yeah. Maybe an interview. I don't like that word, but... But having a conversation, how many years have you been doing this?
14 plus.
Okay. Have you ever had anybody who, no matter what it is you ask, no matter what it is you say, no matter what you wear, no matter how you look, no matter what your tone is, no matter what time of the day, no matter what day of the week, it doesn't matter. Something is not working. Me speaking to you, I'm like, oh, for the world on this one. Have you had anybody like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Were you dumb enough like me to go back week after week? That's the question.
If it's the job, you have to.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. Yes.
So you've had somebody or somebodies mm-hmm. who you just said, I don't know why this seems as difficult as it seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we can hear it, but this was our Wednesday trek up to Flowery Branch. And this went on for a couple of years.
It did.
Okay. How does it affect the timing on the line, having a new guy next to you? Now, you're used to him playing on the other side of you. Does it affect it at all?
Timing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it would affect the timing at all.
Communication?
Oh, communication, that matters some. It's a timing. There's nothing I do with timing. Communication-wise, it affects it. It's a different guy. There's a couple different things
to block. But you've got to understand.
I got independent verification. You know, as a former offensive lineman, it does affect timing.
Okay.
I know
right.
that.
That's not
the
story
position.
Right now.
And then Matt Stinchcomb, the College Football Hall of Famer, backed me on that a few weeks ago. He was just giving me a hard time for the sake of giving me a hard time.
Matt Stinchcomb texted me and said Cellini didn't know what the hell he was talking about, but I didn't want to make him feel bad.
Privately.
So you got to understand, we just have that because there were a couple of instances before that we didn't have, but everybody started to realize this seems to be a weekly thing. So you've had that with somebody.
I have.
Baseball, basketball?
Basketball.
Basketball. Are you allowed to say who it was? And by the way, you could just say it's you. Here's how you get the pressure off. It wasn't him. It was me. That's what you can say. Oh,
no.
It was him? It was him?
There are some that want to be difficult. That's just kind of how it goes sometimes. And I could give the name. I don't know if I should, but I don't think it will shock anyone to hear that James Harden was difficult to work with at times in Oklahoma City. And I don't think it was so much... the questioning as it was where he was in his career, wanting to be a starter, and he was coming off the bench in Oklahoma City, and that wasn't the role he wanted. And it wasn't just me. It was everyone that was involved. It was somewhat of a challenging conversation to get started.
Have you had the moment where somebody doesn't want to speak, but 3 for 4, 26 points in a basketball game, they're looking for the red light. Where are you people? That happens as well, right? People who don't normally want to talk, here's the good night. Where are you people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, right? That happens all the time. And the guys I will say bring up a lot, right? The bullpen guys. The ones we only go up to those guys when they've blown a save or they've blown their inning or whatever. But how many nights are they great? Like last night, I thought to myself, I mean, again, I made sure to go over and talk to AJ Minter for a minute. We didn't need him on camera, but I needed him to know that, like, there's going to be a day we do, and hey, nice outing tonight, and how do you feel out there? Those kinds of things, right? But those are the guys that I feel like they certainly wear it only in their worst.
Well, offensive linemen.
There you go.
Have a really crappy day, and they're at your locker, man. On Monday, they are at your locker waiting for you.
And next thing you know, you're in the ring. Speaking of which, the 12 o'clock hour here brought to you by GetInTheRing.com. They can save you over $1,000 on your insurance. When we come back, how things could become more challenging for the Braves for a couple of reasons. Kelly Krull from Valley Sports Southeast is here with us as well. Fairway Social in Alpharetta, that's where we are as a show, as a group. Domino Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.